اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your a'mal, your worship during this month, months of rahmah, months of mercy, months of maghfirat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age, salawatullah salamu alayhi. We are going to explain some verses in Quran about family. But we start from Surah An-Nur, because Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated more about family issue. This Surah An-Nur, Surah 24 of Quran, this Surah contains 64 verses, and it has been sent down in Medina. The reason why it has been named as Al-Nur, because of the verse 35 of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating the light of the heaven and the light of earth, and start with this beautiful term, Allahu Nur as-samawati wal-ard. Inshallah, we will discuss about this verse. That's why the name of this surah comes from this verse. And since this surah has recommended all believers, especially women, to be chaste, so narration recommended to teaching and reciting this surah by women. And because of the concept of this surah, we can consider this surah as the surah and chapter of chastity, and this surah is struggling against sexual defilement, because the main part of this surah is about removing society from sexual defilement through different ways. We only discuss in this session about some family issue, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommend mu'mineen to respect each other in family. The first verse of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون. I think this first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used term surah in this verse of Quran. Suratun anzalna. Surah, it means that the collection of verses of Quran. It's a surah. Suratun anzalna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the surah which we have revealed, anzalnaha wa faradnaha, and we made it obligatory. It means that all of believers should follow verses of this Quran, of this surah. Wa anzalna fiha ayatin bayyinat, and reveal therein ayatin bayyinat, clear ayah and verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain more and in detail about how to treat each other, how We should respect each other in the way of Islamic rule. That's why I said ayatim bayyinat, very clear. In detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about this. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In order to be متذكر, in order to know Allah's sign, knows Allah's recommendation and advices. And the verse which I have chosen for this session, verse 27 of this surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O مؤمنين, O believers, O those who have believed, لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم, do not enter other's house other than your bait, your house. حتى تستأنسوا, until you have asked permission. I will talk about تستأنسوا, what is the meaning of تستأنسوا in this verse. And then when they give you permission to enter the house, تسلموا على أهلها. First is knock the door, get permission. The second, do not enter any house without giving salam to the people of the house. And then, ذَلَكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكُّرُونَ. This recommendation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you act upon this, is better for you. خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, not the people of the inside the house, for you as the people you want to enter to the house. ذَلَكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. You may remember Allah's guidance. The term bait, لا تدخلوا بيوتاً, it is interesting. In Quran, more than 71 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used term bait. Bait is house. Bait, بيوتاً. لا تدخلوا بيوتاً. And some of those terms which used in Quran is about Baytullah. I think 12 times about Baytullah, about the Kaaba, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 times about Bayt Ma'mur. We know, actually we do not know much about this Bayt Ma'mur. And about Bayt Atiq. And the rest of those is about your Bayt, your house. Bayt is very respect way to say Bayt Rahbari, you know. And I think in Arabic, at least in the past, they used Nahiyah, say Ziyarat Nahiyah from Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. It means that this special Ziyarat Nama comes from the Bayt of Imam alayhi salatu was. That's a Ziyarat Nahiyah. And the number of bait which used in Quran itself shows that importance of house in Islam. In Islam, we have in our Islamic narrations different ahadith and narrations about house. I like to write to recite those ahadith. Only 2 hadith I want to recite. The first one from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Said, min as-sa'adah sa'atul manzil. From the sa'adat and happiness of the mu'mineen is to have a huge house, very wide house. We have in another rawayat why mu'mineen should have a big house, huge house. Imam alayhi salatu was salam in another hadith to invite each other. Not invite each other to restaurant. Busy boy, I don't know. No. Invite each other to your house. Give barakat to your house. Different history, very beautiful history in my mind, you know, from ahadith. Inshallah, I will tell you sometime else. The another hadith from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Su'ila an fadl iish dunya. Someone asked Imam alayhi salatu wa salam about excellence of life of this dunya. What is the most important for this dunya, for living in this dunya? Imam alayhi salatu wa salam said, قال سَعَةُ المنزل وَكَثْرَةُ الْمُحِبِّينَ. Having a wide house, big house, وَكَثْرَةُ الْمُحِبِّينَ, a lot of friends. And someone came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and he complained, you frequently say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
I was in board meeting, I told to our brothers in board meeting, the best dhikr forever, not only for months of Ramadan. First is istighfar. Istighfar polish your heart. Because we are, you know, humanity. Our father, Hazrat Adam, did a mistake in Jannah. And we are his sons. Don't worry. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a way how to remove the darkness from our heart. Istighfar is the best way. Istighfar for ourselves and for our brother. If you see your brother did a mistake, you say istighfar in behalf of him. And the another one, salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Someone came to the Prophet and complained about about his house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that you should irfa sawtaka mastata'at. Raise your voice as much as you can. Wasalillah an yuwassa alayk. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase your livelihood, your risk. This is the way of dua. Sometimes we should do such a dua. And Rasulullah says that min sa'adat al-Muslim, one of the happiness and sa'adat of the Muslim is that sa'atul maskan, have a wide house, big house, wal jaru salih, the good neighbor, wal markabul hani, and good car. It is came to our rawayat. I remember sometimes I was searching those rawayat. I saw a beautiful rawayat about the car needs, you know, every time to go to be repaired. And in that hadith said, do not have a markab, a horse, for example, as at that time frequently need to go to, for example, hospital to be fixed. it means that the new car is recommended Islam. We can understand from, especially in this country, especially in non-Muslim country. Yeah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. In this beautiful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing mu'minin, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, La tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum. First, when you want to enter your house, doesn't need to knock the door to ask permission, doesn't need. You can say, Ya Allah, salamun alaykum, you can go to yours. But in another house, even house of your brother, your sister, you know, your father, need to get permission. Ghayra buyutikum. Hatta tasta'nisu. Tasta'nisu come from ons. Ons, in our tafasir, you know, they translate it to ask permission. Hatta tasta'nisu, until you get permission to enter the house. But tasta'nisu in Arabic term, tasta'nisu, until you be a very close friend. Yes, from ons. When you very close to someone, you are ma'nus. For example, say, be have an ons with Quran. It means that frequently and every time recite Quran. So you will be ma'nus with Quran. It means that when they friendly give you permission, not by force, you know, I want to come to your house. No. When friendly give you permission to enter the house, yes. Because in Farsi, we have in Iranian culture, we say ta'aruf. When you say salam, oh, please come to my house. This is not true. This is tradition. This is tradition, you know. But here said, when they give you really permission, when they are satisfied, really satisfied to enter to their house, okay, then you go. Hatta tasta'nisu, it means that enter with the satisfaction of the owner of the house. وَتُسَلِّمُ أَهْلَهُ. Islam emphasizing in giving salam to each other. Muslimin, one of the sign of Muslimin is that to say salam to each other. وَتُسَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلَهُ. Whenever you go to enter to the house, first say salam. We have a rawayat from Ibn Abbas. He said that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say تُسَلِّمُ دِن تَسْتَعْنِسُ. In the verse تَسْتَعْنِسُ وَتُسَلِّمُ. Ibn Abbas said the verse, it wants to say that تُسَلِّمُ and then تَسْتَعْنِسُ. First say salam, then knock the door, then get permission. This is the rawayat from Ibn Abbas. أَلَا أَهْلَهَا ذَلَكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكِّرُونَ. Without permission, without having invitation from the people of the house, you may go there and they are not prepared. The room is missed off, you know, when you go. And they are not enough things to offer you. The food, fruits, and, you know, just when you go without permission, this Quran said لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكِّرُونَ. And sometimes the woman inside the house, they are not prepared. They should cover hijab. And then, because at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, people had only one room. For example, Rasulullah had only 3-4 rooms for each woman he had. You know, only one room, not like this time people had one huge house, they borrow another money, another take another loan from another bank and actually buy another house 2-3 times. Someone tell me, oh, Maulana, I have 78 house in Houston. Wow, what do you want to do? How you are able to take care of this? Such a house. Okay. He said, at that time, specifically at that time, because the people had only one room, so, and the culture come from the culture of Jahiliyyah in ignorance time, so there was not the proper door for the room. And people used to go to the room without any, actually, permission, without knocking the door, without saying salam, and they harm the people of the house. And sometimes go and the people are, for example, sleeping, people wear without hijab. And Islam said, no, this is the time of Islam, and the hijab is wajib, so you should knock the door and ask them for permission. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I don't know why the time running fast. I wanted to translate another verse of Quran. Do I have time or not? فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا. Even if you do not find anyone inside the house therein, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا, do not enter, حَتَّى until يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ. Wait until people come and say, okay, yes, you can come. You're welcome. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ اِرْجِعُوا, if the people of the house were not ready, so, and they tell you, go back, accept. Friendly accept, because they are not ready in this time, because you didn't give them notice. You are going, you are entering their house. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ اِرْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. If the people told you to go back, then you go back. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. It is it is best you ask lakum, it is better for your purification. Ask lakum. Ask in Arabic term, I think from rushd, you know, make you grow up. Ask lakum, your spiritual body grow up, you know. وهو أزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى knows all that you do. This verse has needs to be explained inshallah tomorrow. I will explain more about this. Oh, this is the Islamic culture. Sometimes we live in different countries and we actually use the culture of country instead of use of culture of Islam. We are Muslim. As we are Muslim, our culture should be Islamic culture. This verse of Quran and this surah teach us how the culture of Islam saying about the behavior and about the have a connection with other Muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to improve our knowledge regarding to Quran and give us tawfiq to act upon all verses of Quran with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.